Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly. Raven has returned to work and is talking with Perry and Rex in Perry's office.
It feels so strange to be working in the office today.
What has Blake said about your new schedule?
Blake's been amazing. I can't imagine any other manager would give me this kind of flexibility.
I think it will be good for you to work a couple days at the office every week. You've been in your apartment nonstop for months.
I know you're right. Of course, the only drawback is running into Alexandra.
Did I hear someone mention the Wicked Witch of New York?
Hannah!
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Hey, Pear.
I didn't know you were going to stop by today.
I wasn't planning on it, but I have news that I just have to share.
What is it?
I just got off the phone with Todd, and thanks to Connie's boss, it looks like we have a church for the wedding.
Oh, Hannah, that's great. When's the date?
October 20th.
What? That's just over a month away, Hannah. How can you possibly plan a wedding in that amount of time?
Look, we're not going for all the bells and whistles here. We just want a nice church that all of our family and friends would witness our ceremony in. I'm not even sure what we'll do about a reception.
Mom is going to have a fit. There's too much to do.
She'll just have to get over it. Todd wants us to be married as soon as possible, and I feel the same way.
Well, I think it's great. Congratulations.
Thanks, Pear.
Me too. I wish you both a lot of happiness.
Thanks, Rex. I know we're going to be very happy together.
At Serena's apartment, Denise hears that Serena is sick in the bathroom and knocks on the door.
Mommy? Mommy, are you all right?
I'm okay, honey.
Are you sick?
Mommy's just feeling a little sick to her stomach tonight. I'll be fine.
You want me to call Grandma?
No, it's nothing. Must have been something I ate. Why don't you go back to your room, and I'll come in a few minutes and read you a bedtime story.
All right. I love you, Mommy.
I love you too, Denise.
At the Wells residence, Marshall is working at the desk in his study when CJ walks in.
What are you doing home so early, Dad?
I didn't have any late meetings, so I thought I'd wrap things up at home today and maybe spend a little time with you.
You want to spend time with me? What about Mom?
Your mother isn't here, CJ.
No kidding. So, why are you going to work and pretending like nothing has changed?
Your mother left on her own. She left a note. There's nothing I can do about it.
That's bold. Go after her. Hire a private investigator. Do something. You were doing nothing about it because you didn't give a damn about Mom.
That's not true, son. I cared about your mother very much.
I don't believe you. You are a sorry excuse for a father, and you are a sorry excuse for a husband, too. You drove Mom away.
That's enough, CJ. I've had it with your lack of disrespect. Go to your room.
You can't send me to my room.
Go! I need to finish up my work here, and you need to pull yourself together. I'll be up later to check on you.
You probably wouldn't care if I left, too.
Stop saying things like that. Your mother made her choice and left me to deal with it. I'm doing the best I can here.
Well, it's not good enough.
Hi, it's me. Could you meet me tonight? I really need to see you.
At the West Side Psych Ward, Zoe and Nurse Grimm are talking at the nurse's station.
Damn, Zoe, your life gets more complicated every day.
Tell me about it. I just wish I knew how to handle it all.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
My niece's new husband, that's what.
Hello there.
What on earth are you doing here?
Well, we are family now, aren't we? And he told me you worked here, and I thought I'd drop by and say hi.
And just why is it that I haven't seen Ellie since she married you? Why didn't she come by here instead of you?
Ellie's tied up now, going through some work transition and all. I happened to be on the west side and figured this would be a good chance to get acquainted.
Well, isn't that nice of you?
I'm just trying to make an effort here, Aunt Wanda.
I'm not your aunt. I'm Ellie's aunt.
Ellie is my wife now. Either you have to accept that, or I'm afraid your relationship with her is going to be severely damaged.
What the hell are you implying here?
It would be in everyone's best interest if you gave Ellie and me some space right now. We're still adjusting to married life and don't need any interference from outsiders.
Outsiders? Look here, buddy.
I thought we'd see eye to eye. Now I have to be going. When things calm down for us and we get settled, we'll be sure to give you a call. Now have a nice day.
You can't just dismiss me like that. You better watch your step, mister. I don't trust you one bit.